I just, yeah, and I don't, I just don't want us to lose commenting on a word that's given to us in verse 12 and 13 that leads us right into verse 14. And in verse 14, then, where Chuck just had us here, there's the word children, that you be no more children. So those that would be, I'm going to say, to explain this, immature in the things, spiritual things. But that the gifts that have been given to men for this upbuilding and edifying of the body of Christ, that they would be for, and in verse 12 it says, perfecting of saints, and verse 13, unto a perfect man. And I just want to clarify what this is really saying, that it's not looking that we are seeking here that, or saying that man in this world will be perfect as sinless, in other words, as some would teach. Okay? This would be what verse 13 is, right? Where we would be tossed to and fro with all kinds of different things. But that this is verses only saying to us that you would mature in the things of Christ, in the Word of God, and that you would have the spiritual discernment as mature men to be able to rightly divided the Word of God, that when all of these things of verse 14 come in, these winds of doctrine by the slights and the imaginations and the thoughts, I think it should be this. These things, as they're presented to us, we have the spiritual discernment by the Word of God, given by the energy of the Spirit from within, that is taught and matured by those who have taught us. Those who have been the gifts that have been given to men, who have been able to expound the Word, to give the sense that we're able to stand firm on the Word of God.
Provide stability.
Yeah.
Right? And I'd like to just add this thought as well, to bring it down to what we experience when we come together, how these things are really worked out in local assemblies. First of all, as sisters, and I want to speak to us as well, we don't come just saying the brothers have the responsibility. But each of us, brothers and sisters alike, each day of the week where we spend time under the control of the Spirit of God, in the Word of God, in prayer, we have in view when the saints come together, beginning on the first day of the week to remember the Lord and His death, when you have your midweek meetings for prayer and ministry. We come with something in our hearts from this book. And now, especially as young brothers, and this is where we are trained, we're stable because those who have been gifted men have mentored us and instructed us from the Word of God, and our own personal time in the Scriptures. So when we come to the assembly meetings, we aren't like a blank slate. Our minds have nothing. And more importantly, our souls have nothing. No, we come with something. And we sit there together, first day of the week, the breaking of bread, and we have thoughts in our minds that we have enjoyed during the week, perhaps over a period of time. And the Spirit of God brings into your mind a thought concerning the preciousness of the Lord Jesus or his sufferings. And he might bring a hymn, right? And this is what happens to us as brothers. You don't come having said, well, we're going to call out him, whatever. But you sit there and the Spirit is moving freely amongst the brothers and sisters. But he uses this brother to call out, gathered to thy name, Lord Jesus. On another Lord's Day, it might be his sufferings. There then on the cross, O solemn hour, that hour alone. And another brother who hadn't planned with anything other than him enjoying Christ during the week, he gives that hymn 32, O wondrous hour. You see, it was a solemn hour, but the Spirit of God also wants to say, but it was wondrous. Why? Because it was during that hour that we were brought to God. And then a brother, the Spirit of God uses another brother, and it could be you. What I'm saying, young men, is it could be you. He uses you to bring us to a thought in Peter about how he suffered. When he suffered, right, he committed himself to him who judges righteously. And the sisters and the brothers alike have that true sense that the Spirit of God has brought something fresh and real for that moment to set Christ before us. That is how the Spirit of God works. And as young people, young men, young brothers and sisters, where you are right now, the Spirit of God is in you like He's in us. And when we come together in our ears, we have those spiritual sensitivities to His voice. He can use any of you as guided by Him to bring a scripture, to bring a hymn. And you know, it is the most wonderful thing to be a part of that, to say, you know, I didn't come in here with these verses. I didn't come with this hymn. And the Spirit of God, and sometimes the Spirit of God, you have something in your mind and He doesn't use you. And you go to a brother afterwards and say, you know, that was on my heart. That very hymn that the Spirit of God gave you. And so this is a wonderful thing. And that's why when men want to orchestrate it, it usually falls to nothing. But when the Spirit of God is given his full reign and liberty, oh, what a wonderful occasions that we have on those when He has the full control.
And then just to add there, then as a brother is led to stand up and present worship and adoration and praise, then it is that brother that is speaking, yes, but he is speaking on behalf of the company. And it's a united together as the Spirit of God that would be used to lead to speak this forth. And then the amen that is said at the end that is in agreement of those that would present these thoughts unto Christ.
Let's add to that another meeting. And I challenge you to look and to tell me outside of the gatherings of those who gather to the name of the Lord Jesus, have you ever been anywhere where there was an open ministry meeting? Has anybody here, can you hold your hand up and say that I've been to a mainline denominational church where brothers, one, two, or three, spoke as led by the Lord? The meeting Tony set before us and John was a meeting when we were privileged to speak to Him and to praise Him. The open ministry meeting is exactly the opposite. Now, that's not a meeting where we're speaking to Him, but it's a meeting where He's speaking to us through those that He has gifted with a word in season. I have a brother-in-law who's now with the Lord. He's not going to be less in heaven than I will be. I want you to know that, okay? And he was a minister in a mainline denominational church. And he used to refer to the ministry meeting as the pathetic meeting instead of the prophetic meeting. I heard that early on in my Christian life. He met with my wife and I, and we thought he was taking us out to dinner. And he was taking us to give us a little lecture that we would get away from the assembly testimony and get away from these principles. And get involved in something where, in fact, that as you look around where he went, there were all kinds of articles. And I recognized right away they came from the Old Testament. There were altar rails. There were beautiful windows. There were all of these things that the eye can see. You know what? I'm not here to speak against those things. If the Lord led him to follow into that pathway, I will never answer for him. But I do have a book that will lead me to where these things are followed, practiced, and taught. That there is an...
You have a book. Please listen. I want you to listen to what he's saying.
I want to be led to a place where these principles of Scripture are followed or practiced and taught to others. I want that for you. That's why we have these Bible studies. We bring out what this book says, not what some person says.
Just let me give you the reference to the open ministry or prophetic meeting. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 29. So you might write that as a reference. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 29. Let the prophets speak two or three, and let the others judge.